Secretary will call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leyva, Liu, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wykowski, Wolf.
Secretary notices an absence of a quorum. Members, please come to the Senate floor.
Allen, Anderson, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Block, Canella, De Leon, Fuller, Gaines, Galgiani, Glazer, Hall, Hancock, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Huff, Jackson, Lada, Leno, Leva, Lou, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Wynn, Nielsen, Pan, Pavley, Roth, Runner, Stone, Vidak, Wachowski, Wolk.
Would the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this afternoon by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Bell.
As we center ourselves in God's presence, let us pray that we may not be overcome by our fears, rather that we may live with confidence into our ever-evolving potential for greatness and goodness. For as Marianne Williams says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is not our light, it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people will not feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously inspire others to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Amen.
Let us honor our soldiers that landed on D-Day 72 years ago with this pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, members, under privileges of the floor, Senator Fuller.
For privileges of the floor, an introduction?
Yes, please.
Mr. President, members, and guests, today I have with me Isamar Olagez, a constituent of the 16th Senate District and a steadfast advocate for the importance of higher education in California. I have gotten to know Isamar and just what a wonderful, wonderful young lady she is. And I'll talk to you in a moment just a little bit more about her, but you know, as an old teacher, when you see these promising young kids who can come and change the world through good acts, it just makes you feel like everything is worth it. So Isamar is currently Miss Orange Coast 2016 and will be competing for the title of Miss California later this month. I first met Isamar last year at various community events around Bakersfield, where she and I discussed her infectious passion for encouraging the youth of California to pursue higher education. And she is from Bakersfield, originally. Working together with her, we have created the Senate Resolution 77, which recognizes the month of June as Higher Education Month. Today is, in fact, National Higher Education Day, National Higher Education Day, and this is the perfect opportunity to have Isamar accept this resolution on behalf of students, civic leaders, community leaders, and school administrators, recognizing their important contribution in promoting the value of higher education. As you know, I did not ever think I would get to go to college, and I was very lucky, and because many people encouraged me and helped me, and so I'm very, very pleased with Isamar doing that for her age group and helping others. So please join me in welcoming her and honoring Isamar today, and please join us in the picture. Thank you.
Welcome, Isamar. Senator Allen, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President and members, I wanted to take a moment to recognize an extraordinary group of 25 executive MBA students who are here from Loyola Marymount University in my district. They're up here. Each of them has at least 10 years of experience in their respective fields. They're here learning about the role that government plays in the economy and with business. They're about to go to Silicon Valley after this to have an opportunity to learn about all the things that are happening there, innovation in the tech center. But they're here to see the Senate in action, and I just wanted to welcome them here today. From Elk.
Welcome. Great. Wonderful. Okay. Senator Leno, for what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Under motions and resolutions.
Yes, please.
At the request of the author, I would like to move AB 801 to the inactive file.
Great. The desk will note.
Thank you.
Okay. Members, Senator Pan. Okay. Let's see. Senator Mendoza, not at his desk. Oh, here he is. Yes, great. Are you prepared? Okay, great. Senator Mendoza. Yes, Senator Mendoza, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under privileges of the floor, I would like to present a resolution. I'm trying to let my guests come to the front. Thank you, Mr. President, and members, for your patience. Today, I am honored to recognize the 150th anniversary of the famed Buffalo Soldiers. By an act of Congress on July 28th of 1866, African-American men were able to serve our country in the peacetime military, but in a segregated United States Army. The original Buffalo Soldiers were comprised of former slaves, freemen, and Civil War soldiers. Later, these soldiers played an important role in the settlement of the West by assisting settlers arriving in those areas, building forts and roads, as well as protecting mail coaches and railroad construction crews. In California, approximately 500 Buffalo soldiers from the 9th, 10th, 24th, and 25th regiments served in the Yosemite and nearby Sequoia National Parks, fulfilling duties ranging from evicting poachers and timber thieves to extinguishing forest fires. The Buffalo Soldiers were disbanded in 1948 after President Harry Truman issued Executive Order 9981, which eliminated racial segregation in the United States Armed Forces. Senator Hall and I have jointly authored SCR 128 to honor the Buffalo Soldiers for their distinguished record of accomplishments, which testify to their skill, discipline, integrity, and heroism. Additionally, this resolution recognizes and thanks the families and descendants of the Buffalo Soldiers for sharing their inspiring legacy that speaks to the potential and patriotism shared by all Americans. Here with me today is Andrew Isaacs, age 95. Andrew Isaacs is the oldest living Buffalo Soldier. He enlisted in 1940 and served as a member of the 10th Cavalry, a Buffalo Soldier regiment. And coincidentally, on this date, June 6th, in 1944, we also remember the beginning of the liberation of Europe during World War II. Many members of the Buffalo Soldiers were on the beach at Normandy, and many gave their lives. I am also honored to present State Command Sergeant Major Clark, representing the California Military Department. I am also joined by several family members of Buffalo Soldiers here on the Senate floor and in the gallery. Family members which are here with me is Dr. William Upton, August Simeon Jr., Larry Thornton, William Pettis, William Terrell, Jay Collins, Clyde Phillips, Ron Jones, Merrill Morris. I am also pleased to introduce the president of the Buffalo Soldiers chapter in San Diego, Rachel Hillard, here representing the National Buffalo Soldiers Organization. Please join me in extending our state's gratitude to these brave men, members of their families, and to all who have fought to protect our country, both in times of war and in times of peace. I would also like to extend the invitation to all the members that are here and anybody that's listening to join us for a reception after session is over at room 211. Again, members, thank you so much for your attention, and please thank our Buffalo Soldiers.
Welcome to the Buffalo Soldiers. Thank you, Senator Mendoza. Senator Bell, on this issue.
Mr. President, members, I'm really honored to stand here on behalf of my great-grandfather, who was a business partner of a Buffalo Soldier, the first officer of the Buffalo Soldiers. Henry Flipper was and I'm sure the Buffalo Soldiers know who Henry Flipper was. He was the first African-American graduate of West Point, and he was a commander of the 10th Cavalry. And Henry Flipper went to Arizona, to Nogales, Arizona, and became a partner with my grandfather, great-grandfather, editor of the Nogales Herald in Nogales, Arizona, where Henry Flipper worked on engineering the border lines between Arizona and the United States. And he's quite well-known and respected in the state of Arizona. And when my great-grandfather became a legislator for the Territorial Assembly in Arizona, Henry Flipper was appointed to be the editor of the Nogales Herald by my grandfather and as his partner. So I'm honored to be here with the Buffalo Soldier on behalf of my family. The Bell family sends congratulations to all our great Buffalo Soldiers and anybody here. I don't know if there's any Flippers here. Henry Flipper was the first graduate of West Point. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Senator Bell, and that great history. Senator Pan.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, it is my pleasure to welcome to the Senate floor the leaders of the Zeta Phi Beta sorority during the first Zeta Day in the Capitol. Zeta Phi Beta sorority was founded in January 16, 1920 on the campus of Howard University in Washington, D.C. The sorority has expanded constantly and currently has hundreds of chapters and over 100,000 members. Since its inception, Zeta has continued its steady climb into the national spotlight with programs designed to demonstrate concern for the human condition, both nationally and internationally. The organization has been innovative in that it has chronicled a number of firsts. It is the first chapter, as the first to charter a chapter in Africa, first to form auxiliary groups, and first to be constitutionally bound to a fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. The sorority takes pride in its continued participation, transforming communities through volunteer service from its members and auxiliaries. With over 40 chapters located in California alone, I'm proud that Sacramento is home to one of the chapters who consistently stays dedicated to sorority principles of scholarship, service, sisterly love, and finer womanhood. Representing the Zeta Phi Beta sorority today, please welcome to the Senate floor, Delisa Foster, Kappa Psi Zeta chapter president.
All right, welcome.
Karen Kidd, California Social Action Chair.
Welcome.
Zakiya Nazi, Northern California State Director.
Welcome.
And Natalie Brennan, Pacific Regional Director.
Welcome.
Well, please give them a round of warm applause again.
Great. Thank you, Senator Pan, and it's a pleasure to have the Zeta Phi Beta sorority here. We'll now move forward. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Members, any motions, resolutions, and notices? Okay. Seeing none, let's move to consideration of the daily file. Unfinished business, item 13, that would be Senator Mendoza. Are you prepared to bring this item forward? Pass on file. Okay, we'll now move to the Senate third reading. That's file item 14. Senator Nielsen, not at his desk. We'll move now to the Assembly third reading. And okay, we're gonna move to file item 23. Senator Hancock, not at her desk, pass on file. Okay, so how about file item 24? Senator Glazer, secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 2295 by Assemblymember Baker, enacting to restitution.
Senator Glazer.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I'm pleased to present to you today Assembly Bill 2295 by Assemblywoman Baker. On this measure, there were no votes for this bill in the Assembly, and it passed unanimously out of the Senate Public Safety Committee. In 2008, California voters passed Proposition 9, known as Marcy's Law, which provides certain rights to victims of crimes such as assault, abuse, homicide, and other violent offenses. One of these rights was the unconditional right for the victim to receive full restitution from the offender to compensate for their loss. Victims of violent crimes must be compensated and provided resources to recover. Now, prior to the passage of Marcy's Law, the California Penal Code allowed courts to provide less than full restitution. And despite the passage of Marcy's Law, several sections of the Penal Code still enable courts to provide less than full restitution. Victims. Recently, an appellate court questioned whether they had the discretion to provide only partial restitution, whether it was constitutionally sound. AB 2295 would remove any ambiguity about a victim's right to full restitution. In doing so, victims of violent crimes would be guaranteed to receive full restitution from their offenders to help compensate for their loss. It is for these reasons that I encourage you today to consider voting aye on this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Members, any comments? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Aye. Block. Aye. Canella. De Leon. Aye. Fuller. Aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hall. Hancock. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye. Huff. Aye. Jackson. Lada. Leno. Aye. Leva. Aye. Liu. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mendoza. Aye. Mitchell. Monning. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Wynn. Aye. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Pavley. Roth. Aye. Runner. Stone. Aye. Vidak. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wolk. Wolk, aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Canella. Hall. Jackson. Lada. Mitchell. Monning. Pavley. Runner.
Ayes 32, no 0. Measure passes. Okay, members, returning to motions and resolutions. Do we have any adjourned memories? Great. Senator Morrell.
Thank you. Mr. President, members, today I stand to rise and adjourn in memory of Dr. Preston Rees Merrill, who was born on February 7th, 1929. In Utah, where he spent his childhood. He later followed in his father's footsteps by becoming a physician, and his medical degree came from Washington University. His career included a residency at Salt Lake General Hospital and a time as co-chief resident at St. Louis Children's Hospital. He also served our country as a general family physician for the U.S. Navy in Barstow, California. In 1962, he moved to the district I represent and started his practice and remained a dedicated doctor to his patients until 1996. He was loved by many for being such a great doctor and was so kind and was always there for his patients' family. He was also the family doctor and close friend to our former colleague, Senator Jim Brolte, and his brother Bob, who many of us know up here at the Capitol, who runs our Capitol radio station. Dr. Merrill survived by his wife, Shirley, and his daughter, Lisa, and her husband, John, and Christina, and four grandsons and three great-grandchildren, and his sister, Arlene Hutchinson. Members, thank you for adjourning in the memory of Dr. Preston Merrill.
Great. Thank you, Senator Morrell. Our thoughts and prayers go to Dr. Preston's family. Members, any other adjourned memories? Okay. All right. How about under motions and resolutions? Anything that needs to be expressed? Senator Hill?
Thank you. For purposes of announcements, please.
Yes, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to let the members of the Senate Business Professions and Economic Development Committee know that upon adjournment, we will be meeting in 3191.
Wonderful. Thank you, Senator Hill. If there is no other business, Senator De Leon, the desk is clear. Excuse me, Senator Fuller.
I'd just like to say that there would be a Republican caucus briefly in my office upon adjournment.
Okay, very well. So we will take that into consideration, maybe a couple members late to Business and Profession, Senator Hill. All right, Pro Tem De Leon, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, as we know, tomorrow the people of California will go to the polls, and we will exercise our right to choose our leaders during times of harsh rhetoric and polarization in our political process. As we prepare to go to the polls, I'd like to take a moment to pause and remember the loss of Robert Kennedy 48 years ago today. Senator Kennedy was only 42 years of age when he died of a gunshot wound suffered in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel in the city of Los Angeles in my district, just minutes after giving his victory speech in the California primary. Now, Robert Kennedy believed that politics was a noble profession. In one of his many insightful speeches, he reminded us that too often we honor bluster and swagger and excuse those willing to build their own lives on the shattered dreams of other human beings. Robert Kennedy also asked us to subscribe to the idea that we can tame the savageness of mankind and make the world a more gentle and peaceful place. Every person in this chamber, on both sides of the aisle, in this historic chamber, chose public service because we want to make the world a better place for our children and to do everything possible to preserve the California dream. So tomorrow we will vote. And I hope that as the political process continues, Californians will respect one another as we strive to build a more inclusive and just society. With that, I wish everyone the very best tomorrow in their future endeavors. Whoever you may support, the best of luck. Thursday, we will reconvene at 9 a.m., and I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Pro Tem De Leon. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We'll reconvene Thursday at 9 a.m.